2 weeks ago, Idaho Secretary of State Ben Isersa briefed lawmakers on work going on in his office. That included an update on a pair of ballot initiatives, one to increase the state's minimum wage and one to legalize medical marijuana. Each would need nearly 54,000 signatures by April 30th to make it on the ballot. Isersa told lawmakers that with about 6,000 signatures gathered so far, the minimum wage initiative might have a chance to make it onto the ballot. Medical pot is a different story.
Obviously, I believe the marijuana one has a long ways to go.
Medical marijuana supporters began their efforts a year ago. So how many signatures do they have so far? 206. That means they need 53,545 more.
Unless a miracle happens, we aren't getting this ballot out in front of the people in 2014.
Kendall Jeffs, with the group Compassionate Idaho, is one of the leaders of the push to legalize pot. Since starting the petition drive, the group has lost its two top leaders to states that have legalized medical marijuana. One moved to Oregon and one to Washington.
In their leaving, they just kind of handed it off to maybe people that, like us, you know, we're just kind of rubes, you know.
Jeffs says she's far from being a political organizer. In fact, she's a farmer. She says she started using medical marijuana when she lost part of her hand in a farming accident. But she was surprised to learn they only had 206 signatures. She says she's gathered more than that on her own.
I think that people are signing, but they're not registered voters.
But Jeff says she's also had a lot of rejection. She thinks many people who personally support medical marijuana are afraid to put their signatures to it for fear of being connected to illegal drugs. Reporting from Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.